From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Outback Legacy, book number 5 in the Outback series by Aaron Fletcher. Now let's begin with Outback Legacy. Part 1. Chapter 1. The sharp, throbbing pain in Alfie's chest suddenly peaked and became agonizing. The pressure in his chest also grew intense, robbing him of breath. His last dregs of strength deserting him, he stopped and propped himself on his staff to keep from falling. "Alfie!" Leslie cried in alarm, grabbing his arm and supporting him. "You're looking terribly drack again, Alfie. Let's get you over to that big rock so you can sit down." He nodded, unable to speak, and they moved toward a large stone beside the track. He leaned on his staff, trying not to rest his weight on his young mate. They were about the same height, 5.5 feet, but he was portly with age, while the boy was only barely into his teens and youthfully slender. Leslie was also carrying all of their swag in the torrid heat, loaded down with their blanket rolls, water flasks, and canvas dilly bags. The few feet to the stone seemed a long distance to him, each step taking an enormous effort. Finally reaching it, he eased himself down to it. Leslie dropped their swag, uncorking a water flask. The boy's hazel eyes peered anxiously from the shadow of his oversized stockman's hat, sweat streaking his smooth, well-formed face. The pain was worse than ever, frightening Alfie. He fought the icy fear, for he knew it would swell into panic, making his failing heart plunge into an accelerating frenzy and rip itself apart. The pain began diminishing.